Peter said that once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. He could write those words looking back on his own life and see them lived out. He was a man who knew firsthand the tears of guilt, what it felt like to be a nobody on account of his betrayal and his denial of Jesus Christ on the night of Jesus' trial. But Peter was delivered out of that place, and his personhood had been restored by the mercy of Jesus. And as he wrote us these words, he had been brought to what was for him the highest of all positions, that of being one of God's people. Mercy, forgiveness, a surprise gift of God, the core of the good news which we call the gospel. If there is no mercy, if there is no forgiveness, then we are no people. Mercy is the key to our relationship with other people and with a graceful God. It's the secret to a happy marriage, a good friendship, a partnership of any kind. Marriages that don't know mercy end up in disaster. People who don't know mercy go to ruin. Children who don't experience it suffer long-term consequences and oftentimes wind up having long, long conversations with their psychiatrists in the years to come. Mercy is the cornerstone of the church. Churches that don't preach it put people under the burden of the law, and it becomes either a recipe for despair or a cause of self-righteousness if somehow we delude ourselves into believing we don't need forgiveness and mercy. Jesus forgave Peter. Peter knew him, knew his grace, his mercy, became a person again because he received that mercy and was elevated to that greatest position of all, that of being a son of God and a forgiven brother of Jesus Christ.